sense of, do I feel my body today? It's not always possible to feel the body. Is there a change in your posture that would allow you to feel more held or more here? To feel maybe especially the back and lower body or even the feet? Being totally welcome as you are. Even with the parts that may feel unsure about being here, even that is welcome. So maybe feeling the back of your body, lower body, feet, if possible. Or finding what for you could be an anchor, something that you can see that feels friendly, or some texture that you can touch. If you don't just feel your body in a resting state, you could just gently stroke, especially lower body could be good, or hold a finger, or place the hands on the body. Chest and belly can be good. So not feeling required to be fully present, but noticing, is there part of you present, part of you not present? Recognizing our humanness, how we look so much the same and so unique at the same time in this weird life. So feel free, anyone who wishes to type or unmute and speak, it would be awesome to hear a couple of voices if possible, but if you'd rather type, then please do that. Just a one word, how are you? Also, Varda wrote sad, Anat anxious, Rachel restless, Anael confused, Amit tired, Tomer walls in the heart. So feeling your back of your body, lower body, feet, how you are, and these human experiences. Neely writes scared, Daphna overloaded, Bella heavy in the heart. Amnon, painful. So, feeling what happens to you? Is there a feeling of numbness? I don't receive what people are saying. Is there a feeling of tenderness? I can feel every word or somewhere in between. All of these are human experiences, being shut down, being very sensitive. Itai writes compassion. Shiha writes fighting energy stack. Maybe stuck? I'm guessing. Yael hurting. So last time I mentioned the possibility of breathing in the left side, if that's an option to help if you feel your system is overloaded, to help cool down. It's a really simple observation of the yogis in India that the left nostril breath is cooling and calming, and now we have modern science to support that finding. Also, just simply breathing out a little more long and free, like a waterfall, giving some space. Just kind of riding the natural physiological quieting of the out-breath while just receiving yourself and each other and the kind of chaos of the world. So I want to just add a couple of tools from Jinshin Jitsu while we're still here sharing and listening before the meditation begins. For anyone who wants to, I don't find that there's any one technique that works for everyone, but there are so many techniques that it could encourage each one of us to trust, like what we know our body does that's helpful, and to turn to that on purpose more often. So in Jinshin Jitsu, there's a possibility of just holding any finger of either hand. And maybe I can even go into a tiny bit of detail, not much. They have a way of remembering a very general sense of each finger by saying the memory tool is to the phrase harmonize worry fast. So worry tends to be connected with the thumb. That's also compulsive thinking. Boundaries and the statement in the mind, I hate, can be helped by holding the thumb. It also helps so many other things. So don't let this be complicated. You know, just which finger do you feel like holding is the best way. But sometimes it can be good to have a little bit of intellectual input to help us take it more seriously. Excuse me. So harmonize worry fast, F-A-S-T. So harmonizing F for fear with the first finger. Also, again, so many other things. F-A-S-T-A for anger. Anger can include in Jinshin Jitsu also just like a shutting down spaciness. It's not only the hot kind of feelings. And that could be directed inwardly or outwardly. Okay, so harmonize worry, F-A-S-T, fear, anger, and the ring, we call it the ring finger in English, that the one next to the small finger, S for sadness, letting go of the past, which also means leaving room for what is sprouting. That's a simultaneous process in life. Letting go of the past allows room and energy for what's sprouting. And then the little finger, F-A-S-T, is trying too hard. So harmonizing a tendency to try too hard. If you feel sort of over responsibility, for example, or you can't kind of turn the volume down on the... Or maybe finding ourselves like laughing when really it's sad. That kind of energy can be helped by holding the small finger. So I'd like to just go through those again, talking about what the harmony might feel like rather than the problem that we might be trying to deal with. So if harmonize worry, F-A-S-T, fast. So as harmonize, as worry and compulsive thinking start to harmonize, we're more in touch with an intuition that's beyond the five senses and also beyond fear. That's very creative. So we could also feel encouragement when we're caught up in compulsive thinking, which again is a very human situation to be in, especially when we're alarmed. That same energy can start to find its way towards fearlessness, receiving more than what our five senses can receive, an intuitive navigation. Okay, so meanwhile, you might feel which finger you want to just hold and see how that is for you while I'm just going through this for a minute or two more. So when we harmonize fear, what starts to happen is a flow. The kind of willingness to do the next step that happens when we're in love. So that kind of chemistry, wind in the sails. We're willing to really do something that matters rather than being busy with things that don't really matter. Okay. And then as anger harmonizes, we might have more experience of timelessness and synchronicity, different experiences of time, according to Jinshin Jitsu, which is a Japanese healing art connected to all the Asian medical arts from Ayurveda to acupuncture. And then the ring finger harmonizing sadness, letting go of the past. I kind of hinted before, when we're letting go of the past, we're leaving room for something to sprout. But it's also experiential wisdom. So rather than just having experience and not learning from it, we're actually able to digest. The digestion of experience happens in a way that's really enriching and establishes us in a deeper responsiveness and connection. So we become elders. And then with harmonizing trying too hard, F-A-S-T, trying too hard, or pretense, laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, they say, there's joy. So an energy that's like fake happiness, pretending, actually melts into genuine joy and a really deep energy, stamina. Okay. So in case that encourages anybody to try it, just hold the finger for a good 20 minutes, you know, maybe during the meditation, holding a finger could be good for some people. I always remember a retreat where someone at the end of the 10 days on a retreat in India came up to me and said, I wish someone had told me about holding the fingers on my first retreat. It was so helpful. So it seems worth mentioning. But again, there's not a single one tool that's going to be good for everyone. Someone's asking, does the hand you hold matter right or left? So what I love in Jinshin Jitsu is that it's not a very interventionist kind of style of work. They say you can't make a mistake because we're not like taking a substance that's going to have a certain chemical, mechanical cascade. We're just asking our own energy to remember harmony. And so even if we do the opposite thing, we're not going to maybe be as quick in harmonizing, but harmonizing is what's going to happen. So it does make a difference, which like it's different to hold the left hand or the right hand, but you don't need to think about what's different about it. You just go intuitively. And so we could say it does not matter or it does matter. So it makes a difference, but it's just up to your intuition. Both are correct, we can say. Thank you for the question. I want to give two more Jinshin positions that are just because they're so, so helpful for me and many, many people. one I mentioned at the beginning, but I'll say specifically the right hand on the chest, the left hand on the belly. It's good for many, many things, but it is good for shock. So it can help us digest experiences and come out of restlessness and so on into home in ourselves. Then finally, one that's a little bit, it's not complicated, but it's not as obvious. So one hand on the opposite shoulder, let's say the left hand on the right shoulder. You'll find most likely that having skin to skin contact is more relaxed because it sticks. If you try to put your hand on top of the clothing, it usually is more slippery and you have to be tensed to hold it. So I recommend, if you can, skin to skin, contact your hand on your own shoulder. And then the free hand, in this case, my right hand is on my right hip in the front. So both of my hands are on my right side of my body. It's not complicated, but it is in a way so simple that it can be, it's like, but it, so both hands are on one side of the body, shoulder and hip in the front. This one can be very well, I want to say actually can be great lying down on your back. And if it's comfortable for you, having the arm resting on your face, that gentle pressure on the eyes also helps release, lower the alarm system a bit, and the darkness can help. But you might need some cushions for the arms to be really relaxed. Okay. So I'd love to now just open for another one word sharing for a few minutes. If there's been something that has reminded you of love or something that's helped you feel some kind of friendliness or okayness, something that you saw or heard or felt in your body, or a word that helps you, that has resonance for you, that helps you feel more centered or at home or okay, or even connected to a wider reality. It's really hard when the current most pressing reality is so dire, so difficult, to remember that that's not all of reality. There's also other layers of experience also present, and it can be important and so helpful to be in touch with more of reality or all of reality. Okay, great. So we have Marcia wrote hope, Amit sprouting, Dina sun, Raz sangha, Anna L support, Lihon deep breaths, Inbal friends, the park, Anat community, Nimrod, a light breeze, Amnon, trance music. I love imagining you dancing to that. Sigal, growth and change. Rona, my kids playing music. Lihon, helping others. Kermit, dogs and cats. Daphna, waves in the sea. Yael, hugs. Neely, love. Lihon, nature. And Batya, being in nature. Adi, generosity. So it can easily happen, hearing some of these, that some people feel a bit uplifted. Could easily happen, some people hearing these feel like outsider, like I don't, nothing helps me. I'm, you know. So just recognizing again, these are all human situations. To have something that reaches us through a soft spot, also to feel unreachable. All of these are shared experiences. So please don't believe that you are different from others if you're not feeling touched. And don't feel, no need to believe in some kind of loyalty to suffering if you do feel touched or uplifted a bit. Batya, gratitude for regular, normal moments. Okay, so let's go into a meditation. Some of you may know me and that I encourage people to be as restful as possible physically so that we can go more clearly inward. So feel free to be as comfortable as you can, whether lying down, sitting, standing, or in movement. When there is alarm, being in movement can be a really good option. So feel what your non-intellectual knowing has to say. What would be more supportive of connective meditative time? And while we give a chance for our non-mental, our bodies and all the other layers that are not mental, that are not in thought, all of that intelligence we have, uncovering it and letting it arrange your body on the ground towards supporting meditation, towards supporting feeling a little bit at home in yourself, in your life. Towards knowing something that's not a thought, that's not an emotion. So we can leave all the room for all the thoughts and emotions, but being also available for what is not thought or emotion, and how the body position can be supportive for that. There might be a body position that leans you more towards thinking, and there might be a body position that gives you more space from a sense of past, future, and even present. And if you find it's hard to be in your body, or never easy to feel your body, or today not a good idea to try to be in your body, so just checking if there's a possibility of opening to sounds, if there are sounds that are not triggering, that are neutral or pleasant. If sound is a really good way for you to connect, to receive this moment's life stream, then you could even consider putting some music on. Since you're on mute, it won't be disturbing anyone else. Giving the support that's needed to go a little deeper. Or if sound is not an option and body is not an option, so there are a couple more good options. And then I'll be guiding mostly around through the body. So another option is with your eyes open, letting your eyes wander a little bit and finding something that feels friendly, feels good to look at. Doesn't need to be anything special. Or if seeing meditation is a really good way for you, then maybe you can give yourself a moment to find something that is meaningful and heart connecting for you, and have it in a good position for you to practice seeing meditation. If you just need some settling time, then just anything that feels friendly enough, good enough to look at. And then if possible, really resting your eyes, letting them kind of rest back in their beds. And instead of looking at something, kind of letting the colors and light come to you. So seeing. And allowing the natural blinking, allowing the eyes to rest. Allowing the miracle of color to happen. This can be a good way, something good to turn to, a good mode of meditation, if there are intrusive images that come into your mind when your eyes are closed, then this can be a really good basis for establishing a little bit of quietness towards meditation. So as a beginning, or whenever needed, feel free to include seeing meditation. Really allowing the colors to happen, or if it's with hearing, allowing the sounds to happen. Or if feeling your body, allowing your body to be felt, allowing your body to feel. If this is a good way for you, then it can be really great to just feel the weight of your body for a moment. Just acknowledging that there's weight. That your arm has weight. That your leg has weight. Your head has weight. The main body has weight. Whole hips and legs and feet have weight. And at this point, if you're feeling as if trying to be still is trying to get control or feeling forced to stay still, I would recommend playing with a little bit of movement. We can still really play with the weight of the body, sometimes even better in movement. So not feeling obligated to move, not feeling obligated to be in stillness. Not feeling obligated, but your own innocence, a childlike, adventurous spirit in yourself that maybe is somehow a little bit willing to be here anyway, would be playful, a playful way of really acknowledging the body has weight. There is gravity. It's important to leave room for, when possible, getting in touch with your own guidance, your own inspiration, your own authentic wish and ways of connecting with aliveness, receiving aliveness. So being your own boss, rather than thinking that I am now the one who's giving the guidance, I'm accompanying you and finding and feeling for your guidance. But being the kindest, most generous, and funny, humorous boss that you can be today for yourself. If possible, more like a friend than a boss. Just giving enough time of simply feeling weight. The body is heavy, allowed to be as heavy as it is. And you're allowed to feel as little or as much of that weight, that heaviness, as you feel. Even a little bit is really fine. It's really good. Giving enough time for our conscious awareness to start to merge with our wider body awareness and presence. Allowing the timing of our conscious thinking presence and self to start to connect with our wider awareness and body presence and awareness. And so less thinking about the body and more receiving the actual now sensations from time to time, or as much as possible. Whether in movement or stillness, I'm just continuing to move in case that encourages anyone who feels a bit stuck or frozen, since it's the non-obvious way of meditating. And how would it be to give a little more room to feeling the back of your body? Do you feel something of your back? And how is that to feel your back? To let your back feel itself, to be alive already by itself. Are there sensations of coolness or warmth that you feel? A sense of taking up space, having a shape, being alive. Textures. As if we could allow our sense of the back of our body to be a little bigger. And how is it with an out-breath to quieten in the front of your body, to be less attentive to the thoughts, less interested even in whatever emotional heart experiences are present, letting them be, but less interested in them for a while? They're here. They're there. They're natural. And maybe not the more interesting part of our experience in this moment, even though we've practiced listening to them. Often to the exclusion of everything else. Maybe an out-breath as if falling down the front of your body, quieting the front brain, the face, throat, chest. Letting that area be less important for a while. letting energy come a little lower, falling maybe with the out breath down towards the lower body, towards the ground, as if gravity also would start to attract the energy of thinking and emotion with each out breath. Feeling gravity, inviting the head self and the chest self to have a little less energy, to deflate a little bit, to come to rest in gravity a little bit with each out breath. With each out breath, thoughts and should not could fall away. Ideas of what you thought you could be or should be or are not could fall away, just thoughts. Like pages of an old newspaper that we don't even know if it was real news or fake news, fading, maybe blowing in the wind, maybe composting, unreadable. Doesn't matter. And perhaps feeling somewhere in your body that feels okay or good or possible to gather, to center a little bit. Perhaps staying open to the whole body and space around yourself, contact with the ground, but also centering somewhere for a little while. Could be anywhere that you feel connected with. If you're not sure where, then probably somewhere in the lower body is a better idea. Or somewhere just farther from the head and chest. So it could be the hands, the lower belly or hips, the feet. Just feeling the breath in the legs. Just centering in the lower belly can be good. Just very gently, not trying to bring 100% attention there. As if one hand on the lower belly. Breathing out down the front, releasing ideas as ideas, old news. Nothing special, nothing new in there. Letting all that energy start to be attracted with gravity towards the ground to rest for a while. And perhaps with an in-breath, a feeling of the back of your body filling with life while you gently also center somewhere, maybe the lower belly. But you're allowed to have a whole back of body full of life, spreading out a little bit more. And the whole front of your body allowed to, invited to, welcome to release a little bit or a lot. whatever we've been trying to do can just come to rest for a while. Whoever we've been trying to be can come to rest. Gently centering, if you wish, somewhere that feels good to you, while also allowing the back of your body to be open, as if we could breathe in through the entire back of our body. Delicious, loving life energy, or just freshness of now. Filling every cell, every corner of our being. Breathing out down the front, releasing whatever is old. Old news, repetitive thought, hurt, emotion, released. Allowed to come to the ground, allowed to belong to the earth and to life again. And whenever there's distraction, just beginning again, feeling a centering place, allowing the front body to soften and release its tasks, its jobs, its trying too hards. So trying to get there, trying to get somewhere, can just fall and soften and melt, glide away with the out-breath, back to the earth. The in-breath filling you through the back of your body, if you like. Gently centering somewhere with just a small part of your presence. A center within a wide sense of the whole body and space around your body. If you like. Even a little bit is good. 1%, 2%, 5%. Is good. And if you're feeling very distracted, perhaps it would be more fitting for you to really turn towards a memory of a good moment or a word or image that reminds you, that helps you remember what you love in life. Allowing a little of the chemistry of that moment, word, resonance, image, embodying that moment or resonance a little bit or a lot. Whatever is possible. Embodying that. Remembering of what is most important to you in your innermost self. In your innermost recognition and remembrance. A thread or a river, whatever is possible. Feeling the hesitation or resistance when it's there, to shifting your frequency, changing the inner channel. We may feel afraid of letting go of fear. And just really gently meeting that natural fear. Afraid of what? Maybe afraid of danger, very simply. And then we could just get to know, like, what actually is protective? It's not fear. So we can meet the fear very gently, but not trusting fear to be protective. Feeling our love of life, our awe and wonder, our connection within the interconnectedness of life. As the source of protectiveness. So acknowledging fear and resistance as part of the situation, the human situation, maybe gently and briefly feeling that in your body, and then gently and firmly changing your place of taking root, your locus, coming to your spring, your source of even in this not understandable life. Somewhere beyond our ideas. Somewhere of connection, of belonging. Or a wish for connection and belonging. Even a little willingness for connection and belonging. A wish for safety rather than a fear of non-safety. We can shift our own locus, our own place of letting ourselves take root, take nourishment. A wish for safety, for peace, for wellness, rather than a fear of the opposite of that. Is an openness through your own image, sensations, textures, words, connecting with what is important to you or a deepest secret, innermost wish. Just for a little while longer, if you like. Feeling how the wish for safety, wellness, and freedom is itself a gift of life? Unselfish, generous wish and gift of life itself in us, and allowing it to have some room, some presence, if you like. How does it feel to shift from focusing on resistance to welcoming and allowing resistance, but also welcoming some space for life's wish, for safety, wellness, thriving, freedom, love, connection, belonging? Whatever it is for you. Life's wish in you, in your unique pot. And perhaps finding your own way now or another time of letting yourself really fill, like the sail of a sailboat filling with wind, a welcome wind carrying you, your own wish for your own safety, wellness, freedom, ease, connection, belonging. Whatever it is for you. Perhaps as if receiving that in-breath through the back of your body, filling you. A gift from life. And then perhaps with the out-breath, finding your own way of sending it on. Of recognizing this is life's wish in each creature. So whoever, whatever is around you, may they also be filled with safety, wellness, freedom, ease. Maybe even a recognition of everything around you, not only the creatures that we think of as living creatures, the aliveness of it all in different ways. Receiving and filling, maybe with an in-breath. And passing it on in all directions with an out-breath, if you like. Receiving more than enough and letting go of whatever is extra in a way that feels good to you or possible to you, fitting for you. Or just resting with weight, with lower body, lower belly. Immersed in aliveness beyond ideas, even when ideas are going on by themselves. And let's just leave a couple more minutes to practice silently together. each in our own way. Thank you very much.